You're holding Daf Hey Yom Aleph. Again, we're in the middle of the Shal now. The machlokes between Abaye and Rovom. The Shal is that Kol Nilsa, that Abaye said that Kol Nilsa the Yom Rachmon Alisavet. Whenever the Torah said do not do something, so Abaye holds the Yovid Mani. If you do it, still it's Chal. Whatever you did happens. Then his svar is because otherwise you would not get Malkus. And Rov said no. That Loi Mahani, if you did something, the Torah said do not do. It's not Chal. Loi Mahani does not help. So why do you get Malkus? So Rabbi Swar was Tam, Mishum the Opera Memorat Rachmona, you did not listen to the Torah, for that alone you get Malkus. Nothing more so than that, Alf on top, that makes me have a question like this. A rocker is Oinis Shegirish. An Oinis means if a man was Manis, a girl of Sula, a rocker is you have to pay the father 50 shkolim, and the mitzvah is to stay to marry her. And below Yuchel Shalach, you now have to give her a get. So what's going to be Oinis Shegirish? After he married her, he gave her a get, so he's over a lav. So said there before in the Braisa was in Yisrael, if the person's a Jew, a Yisrael machzer, he's supposed to go and remarry her again. Vienna like it, therefore does not get Malkus. It's like a lava nitically I say does not get Malkus. Now the question is, Viyam, if you're going to tell me that Kivan the Avraham member the Rachmona, lucky, according to Rava, Rav's even though it's Lemahani, but as long as you're over the Yisrael, you get Malkus. His Sohan Nami Luki, he also should get Malkus. So, Tiyuf to the Rabbah, Takash and Rabbah. The Havamin of the Gemara is that according to Rabbah, according to Abaye, it's good. According to Abaye, what you do here? You gave her a get. But are you allowed to stay divorced? No. There's a mitzvah, Amoid Vechso, to remarry her. So that's called Lemahani. What you did giving a get of Lemahani does not help for you. You're supposed to remarry her. So, if it's good, why, according to Abaye, you would not get Malkus? But according to Rabbah, that says, even though what you did does not help, still you get Malkus, because you did not listen to the Torah. See, also, even though it's Lemahani what you did, that you'll have to remarry her, but still you should get Malkus. And that's how he speaks out. That the Havamina right now is the reason why you do not get Malkus, not because of the Lavanitically I say, but rather Havamina is found because the Ovid is Lemahani, it does not help what you did. According to Abaye, it's good why he did not get Malkus. According to Rabbi Takasha, then Toyzeas Yim Toyma, even the Lemahani, the Gershin, since we're going now, Lemahani does not help. It's a Lechur, Lechayva, Bo Lemishu, Meshes Yishtak. Why don't we send Lemahani? The get does not help altogether. And she's still considered married, even before he remarries her again. And Toyz Vekoy Nami, on my look, why does he get Malkus? Vyayna Machler, Hevel Vemeymar, Lechal, we should have said rather, it's not how they get altogether. So Tzai says, Navi Shlema, the Iskish Gerishin Lemisa, Nero Perakama, that the Kedushin Iskish Misa Legerishin, is Hachinami, the Perakama, the Kedushin says, Iskish Misa Legerishin, is Hachinami, Iskish Gerishin Lemisa, the Ma Misa Maitzim Meshus, the Balav Gerishin, so Manashav, once you give her a get, even though it's done the Yisra, still the get is Chal. So having the Gemara is just, that it's called Lemahani, because you have to remarry again. So it's a kasha according to Rav, how come you do not get Malkus? So more to say it's used to the Rav. So more says no. Omolof, Rav can answer back and say, Shani Hosom over here, Barinus is different. The Yom HaKor, the Postik says, Kol Yomov. It says, La Yuchu L'Shalachov. L'Shalachov, Kol Yomov. So we darshan, Kol Yomov, the Amoid, the Hechzer. That the whole year, all the time, you have a chiva to stay married to her. Meaning to say, the reason why you do not get Malkus is because it's called the Lav, and it's the Yasei. Even though Taki, you're over a member of the Rachmana, but since there's an essay over here to remarry her, that's why you do not get Malkus. So Mora says, Labai, according to Abaye, like, what do you have to have the essay for? According to Abaye, you should not get Malkus anyway. So Mora says, no, Labaya, he loved Yom Rachmana, if not for the Torah said, Ko Yomov, that the whole lifetime you should be married to her, have him in, I would have thought to say like this, Eisuhu, the Yovid lay, that the mighty did an Issa, by giving her a get, you did an Issa. Now that you didn't miss her, I would have thought to say, if you want, you could remarry her back. If you want, you don't have to. I would not know there's a mitzvah sefer to remarry her. It's kamashpul, that's the chiddush of the pasuk, no, that there's still a mitzvah sefer to remarry her. And Rashi says that the kashya according to Bayer is, what do we have the mitzvah sefer to remarry her? Like, what does that tell us that you don't get Malkus? According to Bayer, you're not getting Malkus anyway. But if you gave her a gift, like if you want, you could remarry her. So it's not called Mahani what you did. Not the Gemara's Teretz, no. Even according to Abaye, without the Pasuk, I would have thought to say it's up to you. If you want, you could remarry. If not, not. Now the Pasuk comes to tell us that there's a mitzvah for you to remarry her. Now the Gemara says, Lishna Chuin, another Lashna is like this. Mace, we have a question like this. Oinish, Shagirish, Aminus Manus, the girl. And then he gives her a get. Him Yisraelu, Machzev, and Aleke, because the Yisrael has to remarry, and they does not get Malkus. Vien Kainu, let's say the person's a Kain. So after he gives her a get, Aleke gets Malkus. Vien Machzev, cannot remarry her, but it's also for Kain to remarry Gerusha. But Ketani, what does it say over here? That in Yisrael, if the person is a Yisrael, Machzev is supposed to remarry her. So the Churat Yufta da Abaya, the Kasha and Abaya. And the Tiyuftar is that Abaye before said that Kol Milso, the Amar Chamoni Yovid, is Mahani. Abaye said, you know, even though the Torah says do not do it, but if you do it, it helps. And here we see the Torah says do not give her a get, and it does not help, because even if you give her a get, you have to remarry her back. So who is Akash and Abaye? Samaritan says, no, Shani Hosam here, this love is different. The Rachamonim, the Torah says clearly, Kol Yomov means Kol Yomov B'yamoid V'hechzer, that your whole life you bechal this mitzvah essay to stay married to him. See, even though usually if you're over the lav and give a person a get when you're not supposed to, that's it, you don't have to remarry him. But over here there's a special mitzvah essay of kol yomov, it means the whole lifetime you have to stay married to her. Or ulu rova. So according to Rava, he says anyway it's le mahani. So what do you have to have this pasuk for? Ulu rova, he'll say like this. He like kosov rachamona kol yomov. The Torah went to say the word kol yomov, have a mina luka. I would have thought to say you get malchus for the lav. Enechlem is le mahani, enechlem anyway. You could remarry her back. I would not think the get has to be chal. But I would have thought to say, it's not called love in Italy, you say, and you get Malkus. V'le heder, te'evu le'lav gereido. In other words, according to Rabbi, I would have thought to say that you get Malkus, you're over love. V'le heder, and enech lami, then you should remarry her back again, because according to Rabbi, when the Torah says do not do it, it's not chal, it's leman, it doesn't help. But I would have thought to say Malkus you get, because it's like a regular love. The Sivit said, L'yuchu l'shalcha. Ahochi, therefore, across the Torah, the Torah says, extra, kol yomov. Kol yomov, l'yuchu l'shalcha, meaning to say, l'shavi l'yoynes, l'lois asei, shenitik liasei. The Apostle comes to teach us that this lois asei, not to give a get to your anusa, it remains a nitik liasei, that there's a mitzvah asei right away to remarry her again. And therefore, the cloud would be, he ain't liking the love, you will not get Malkus. So therefore, this love, of the Yuchel Shalcha is not a kasha, not to Rava, and not an Abaya. I will go through all this Gemara now, but Chavi come out. There's no kasha, not on either of them. At the end, next part, we'll see exactly what the Machlekes really is. Because most Lavin, most of the cases we're going to answer comes, I go to according to both of them. Now the Gemara is another question. Someone takes a truma from the bad on the good. Let's see, we have a bunch of tomatoes here. You take out a rotten tomato to be truma for the rest of the tomatoes. Sirova lava tera. The Rachmano Omer, the Torah says, Mikol chelboi, you should only take off the fat, means the best part you should take off a truma. So we dash in chelboi in, Duru aloi, you should only take off the best. Rashi says, Shia tera mina yofa la yofa. But Duru aloi, mina grua kagai mina ra, ala yofa, that's, you're not supposed to, it's over lava. Well, Tanan, we learned like this. Ein tormin min haru ala yofi, not supposed to. There's the Mishnah in Truma, you're not supposed to take off rotten tomatoes to be Truma for the other tomatoes. But it says clearly the Mishnah. The Torim, let's see, it did take off this rotten tomato. Is Truma so Truma? Truma is Chal. Alma, what do we see? Mahanya, Chritzaraya to Abaya. That Kamil Sateris says, do not do it. If you do it, it's like a Chal, it helps. And that's where you get Malkus. If so, it's you to the Rabbah, to Kash and Rabbah. The Rabbah says, Le Mahanya. So who here the Truma should not be Chal at all? So Marin says, Zomalach Rav says back, no. Shana Yosem, here it's different. Kidu Rabbi Loi, like Rabbi Loi Dashna's the post, like we'll soon see. But the post says clearly over here, here the Truma is Chal. The Yom Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Loi says like this. Minayin, how do I know to say? Literim min harala yofu, someone takes off this rotten tomato. For the other tomatoes, the rotten one is supposed to be Truma. Shetruma, so Truma, how do I know to say that if you did it, that rotten tomato is Truma? Shinem HaPosik says, V'loisi solov chet, piharim chem eschal v'mimenu. Like when you're taking off the fat, the good for Truma, be careful not to do a chet. Mashma, that if you do the wrong way, it's called a chet, you did something wrong, it's called a chet. So the Gemara says, Emein HaKadosh, if this rotten tomato does not become Truma, Nesiyas chet lama, what kind of Nesiyas chet is there? Like you want to do something wrong, But you tell me that still, according to Rav, it's not chal, so there's no chet, there's no true man ra, it's not chal. But since the Pasuk says no, l'sisol of chet, is mikazm here with Arab loy dashins, l'torim min aro. Now, if someone takes off this round tomato, Allah yofa, for the good tomatoes, she trumasa truma, that the truma is chal. So really, Tzvi asked the question, what's the raya here? If you tell me, why don't I say, Neymar, then it's tias chet, you know what you're over chet here for? Mishum diyavra, remember the Rachmoni, you didn't listen to what the Torah said. And Echnami, even according to Rava, maybe it's not chal, the truma is not chal. But the chet is that you did not listen to the Torah, you went and tried to make this round tomato truma. As we know it already, the Easter not to take it off in the Pasuk Mikol Chalboy. The Masper from the Chalboy, the fat, the good things you should take off a Truma, and that's good, the Gru Aloy. So I know it already from Mikol Chalboy. What does the Pasuk have to say? Nesias Chet? The extra word is mashma that it is chal, the truma is chal, and it's a chet by making this rotten tomato into the truma. So that was the question, why is the chal according to Rava? And the Gemara's answer is, there's an extra postik here. The extra postik is teaching us that it's like a chal. So tomorrow now is the question, Ula Abaya. Abaya always says the Yavad Rachamone still it's mahanya. So chrub shita, if you make it into truma, the rotten tomato is truma. So what do we need an extra pasuk to say in the Tias Chet for? Shrashi labayit diyoma konusul diyom rachamon alay savid mahani, it helps. Hawkei b'termin arola yofa, why is the pasuk have to write the extra word alay sisol av chet? If sheet it helps. So my answer is, ilav diyoma rachamona v'loy tisol av chet. The third one to write this extra word alay sisol av chet, havim in our word of thought to say, hawkei yom rachamona. This is what the third wants to say, hawkei yom rachamona. That Ovid mitzvah min amucha. Torah wants you to do a mitzvah min amucha. Is take off truma from the fat, from the good things. Vila yovid. But if you did not take off from the best of you two, you took off from the worst. Chayta lanikra. We're thought to say not even called the chayta. It's kamash melon. See a chet. They call the chet. It's really an issa to do this. It's not just a mitzvah min amucha to take off the best. But if you take off the grua, it's mamash an issa. Now the Gemara has another question. Faharei mi min al sheinei minoi. If you take off truma from one min on another min, let's say you take off a barley for wheat. The Yom Rachman of the Torah says, kol chaylev yitzor, says lashon of chaylev v'chol chaylev. It says lashon chaylev twice. So it says kol chaylev, so it dashen litain chaylev lazeh v'chaylev lazeh. You need to say each min you have to take off by itself. You can't take off from one min on the other min. The Rashi says, the chelav lazeh means mitira shal tirish, take off from the wine on wine. For loy mi min al shein amina, kagoyin mi yitzor al tirish, not from oil on the wine, not from the grapes on the oil, on the olives. Or mitira shal yitzor. So loch, you can't take off mi min al shein aminoi, only mi minoi. Or to not learn like this submission in Trumas. Ain Tormin Mimin Al Shein Min Enimin. You know, I'll take off Truma from wheat on barley. But Vim Torm, if you do take off Truma, is Ain Trumas a Truma? It's not Chal at all. Alma Lachur Tzaraya to Rava. Alma Le Mahani. Since the Torah says, do not do it. If you do it, it's not Chal at all. If so, to Yusuf the Abaya, it should be a Kasha and Abaya. Hakamir, it says it's not Chal. Alma Lach Abaya, by the answer that I can say, Shani Yosem, hereby Truma is different. Yomakor, the Pasuk says, Reishisam. So we dash in Reishis Lazev, Reishis Lazev. Rashi Shan Yosem Yomakor, Reishisam, Kleimar. Tishon Olav Akosov Lakav. The Torah says it twice that the Truma has to be from its own min. A second time is Lakav, to Lo Yikrim Min Ashein Aminoi. For Yehochi, therefore, Im Torah Lemani. Since the Torah said it twice, the second time comes to teach us that even if you do it, still it's not Chal. The Torah says, Vechein Omer Rebbe Loi. Same thing Rebbe Loi says, that Reishis, the Pasuk says the word Reishis, that's how we know it's Likuvah, that the Truma is not Chal HaShein Niminoi. Now the Pasuk says, L'Rav, according to Rav, anyway, should not be Chal. So why does the Pasuk have to say it twice for him? Well, L'Rav, Ilav, Yom, Rachmona, Reishis, it wouldn't be for the fact that the Torah says the word Reishis, having been able to say, Tirosh V'Yitzor, Tichsiv Bu, Chelev, Chelev, only by Tirosh V'Yitzor, by these two Minim. By olives and by grapes, by these two, the shlocha maybe is Tien Termin Mizel Ze. You can't think of Truma and olives for grapes or grapes for olives. Adla, I would have thought to say though, Tirish for Dogan, let's say grapes for wheat. Dogan for Dogan, wheat for barley. The Chad Chelba, Xivu says one word Chelba in that. Xivu is Kitor Mehaya Haila Loki. Maybe if you take off Truma from barley for wheat, you should not get Malkus altogether. As the Ephokos Rachmor, they have to write the word Rashis. This is, says the word Taka Chelov, and each one separately to say Taka, there is a love. There is an issue not to take off Truma from one min on another min. Not only from Tirish Vitzer, but on all minim, there's an issue. You have to take off Truma from its own min for its min, and not from one type of wheat, let's say for barley. The more solution, another pshat is like this. Hi, Tirish Vidogin, Techad Chelov, Kosev Bahu. Is Torim Heayahai. That by Tirish Vidogin, that's by grapes on wheat. It only says one chela for both of them. So then I would have thought to say, we let a talk of Truma from grapes for wheat or wheat from grapes. It's called for a cost of to write the extra word, no ratio to say no, that even on grapes and wheat, also you have the yeast to not to take off. So the kids said, this kasha, not a kasha, not an abaya, this posse, not an abaya, and not on rova. Now the Gemara says, "Varecha Ramim." There's a pasha of cherim. If you want to be marked to something with stam cherim, let's say you want to be marked to something cherim, rock was a goes to the kahanim. Rashi says, "Charme Yisrael hanitonim lekahanim." So like this, "Varei Charamim." The Yom Rachmon Torah writes, "Lo yimocher v'lo yigrel." When you say something should be cherim, before you give it to the kohen, you're not allowed to sell it. Or you can't redeem it. There's a mitzvah; you have to give it to the kohen. But none, not like this. Char mekahanim. If you machim something to give to a kain, ain poyder moisin already poyder it, or ain pidyon lehem, I guess it should be. El noisin lekain, you have to give it to the kain. So Alma, what do we see? Loy mahani. The Tinta Torah says not to do it. If you do it, it's not chal. It's loy mahaniya. So to use to the bay, it's a kasha and a bay. The Rabbi says even though the Torah says do not do it, if you do it, it's mahaniya. It helps. So how come here if you make something cherim, then you sell it? How come the mechir is not chal? But the pidyon is not chal. Or Mulach Sabayi into the back and says, no, Shani Yosem, here it's different, but the Pasha of Cheromim, the Yom Rachmon HaTorah says, Kodesh Kodoshim Hu, means they have Yosem Yiyu, it has to remain Kodesh. Kedusha does not go with it. Rashi says, but Yosem means, Shein Yoytze Lechulin Ayidei Pidyon. See, it's an extra post that says, Kodesh Kodoshim Hu, so the word Hu comes to teach us that the pidyon does not help. See, even according to Sabayi is good. Now the Gemara's question is so, well, the Rava Haihu, what do I have to have the word Hu for? It should not be Chal anyway according to Rava. The Gemara says yes, Haihu is the Mute Bechor, comes to exclude Bechor. That by a Bechor you could sell a Bechor. The Tanya learn like this, the Bechor Nemen Loti Poda. By a Bechor the Torah says the word Loti Poda, you can't redeem it, you can't take the Kedusha off a Bechor. A Bechor, an animal that's a Bechor, always has its Kedusha. But for Nimkaru, you're allowed to sell it. You can sell it to another kohen, to another Yisrael, you can sell it. The Maisa, by a Maisa Behemoth, the tenth one, the Maisa Behemoth, then the Pasuk says, Lo Yigoyel, here's the Lashon of Lo Yigoyel, and there we dash the means, Vienna Nimkaru, you're not allowed to sell a Maisa Behemoth, you can't sell it. Lo Yichayv Lo Shechet, that one is allowed, not after the Shechita. For Lo Yitam Lo Yibamum, even though it's a Bamum, you can't sell it, but rather the owner has to eat it. That's why it says the word Hu. By Cherom teach us, only by Cherim is the locher is lo yimocher. Mashenken by Bechor, the other locher is by Bechor, you're not to sell it. Rashi says, Bechor nema lo tipoda, shein abaylim yichodim lefdoi soi, polinik boi mini chulim. The Balaam cannot be prayed with you, nor is boi mini chulim. It's not chal. But nimker who it is, Rashi says, enough of bomum, yoch lomarch lo koin b'toros bechor, you can sell to another koin, you can sell to a koin b'toros bechor. So how do we know this? Because it says the word Hu by Charamim, only there you can't. Mashenka by Bechor, it's okay. That's why it says the extra word Hu. Now the Gemara says, Tarei Temura, the Parsha of Temura, the Yomar Rachman of the Torah says, Lo Yachli Fenov Lo Yomar Oysai. Torah gives a love, you can't be Mechalef, Lo Yachli Fenov Lo Yomar Oysai. We can't make Temura. Vetona, still our Mishnah says, Loi shodim rishol homa, not that a person is allowed to do it, but rather shim homa mum, if you do it, you're over an issa of tamura, and therefore the sefer gets the burn, you get malchus. Alma, what do we see? The mahani that lechur the tamura is chal, the kedusha is chal on the bayim eschulin. It's not used to the rova, to kasha and rova. Here the Torah says do not make tamura, and still it says if you say zu tachazu, the lechur is on the chul, it's chal kedusha, it is chal. So it's a raya tabaya, kasha and rova. Alma lech rova answers back and says no. Shani Yasim over here is different, by Tamur is different. The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, for ha Yehu, usmurasa yi HaKadosh. There's a Farisha Pasuk that says, hu usmurasa, both remain Kaddish. Both the Chulun becomes Kaddish, and the original animal remains Kaddish. So the Pasuk says clearly, that the Mora ulabai, according to Bai, what do we need this Pasuk for? So the Mora says, ilav Yom Rachman of ha Yehu usmurasa, that's the extra Pasuk that says, but it remains Kaddish. Have a mean, I would have thought to say that true. What does that mean to say Mahani? That helps. I would have thought to say that Tate says Zu for the Kone Zu. True that the Hamas Kulun becomes Kaddish. But I would have thought to say the way it happens is that the Kedusha goes off the first Korban, it goes on to the second Hamas Kulun. So that's the Yisat Tumur, that's what's Chal. But not that both remain Kaddish. It's Kamash Mun, that's the extra Pasuk Nov, it says, for all you who is Murasi Yeh Kaddish, that both of them remain Kaddish. That's the Kiddush. So the Gemara of Arei Bechor, the Pasha of Bechor, the Yom Rachman HaTorah says, Leiti Padi, not let her redeem a Bechor. What's not learned like this, Yesh Lem Pidgin, Ut Murasayim Pidgin, by regular Karbonis, by regular Kachim, there's a din of Pidgin, means if the Behemoth, if the Korban becomes a Balmum, you can appointer it. Ut Murasayim, if you make Tumura on a Korban, and then the tamur becomes a balmum, you can point to that also. Chutz min ha-bechor min ha-maisam, excluding a behemoth that's a bechor, or a behemoth that's a maisa. Here, if you make a pigeon, it's not chal at all. So here we see, Yavid le-mani, chutzaraya to rova. Alma, we see from here, le-mani, since the Torah says you cannot redeem a bechor, if you go ahead and redeem it, it says le-mani, it's no good. And so it's used to the abaya, it's a kashin abaya. So Torah says, no, omaloch, I'll tell you over there, Shani Yosem, there it's different. The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Haim, B'yevi Yosem Yiyu. Here it says, Lashem by Bechor, it says the word Haim, that they remain Kaddish, you cannot take off the Kedusha of Bechor. See, it's a special Gezer HaSakosif. Smorius or Sol or Rova, Hai Haim Lomali. According to Rova, anyway, if you be paid to the Bechor, it's not Chal. So why do I need the word Haim to say the Kedusha on the Bechor still remains? Smorius says, is Hain Kravim, Vyain Tumuros and Kravim, especially because they have to cross the Bechor, only the Bechor itself is Korah for Korban. Not the Tumura, even though you can make a Tumura on a Bechor, but the Tumura is not Korah, you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum, but you cannot be Makrevit when it's a Tam. Tumur says, Labai, according to Abaya, Hai Svor Minole, how does he know this halacha by Bechor, that the Tumura he cannot bring? Because it says, Im Shor Im Seh La Hashem Hu. So La Hashem Korah, V'yein t'murasa kreva. The extra pasuk it says by Bechor, it says this extra word, im shor im seh la'ashem hu. Mashma la'ashem korv means only the Bechor itself is korv, and not the t'mura. Ula rova, was rova do this? Enoch and I mistake it true. To mehai kru, I learned that from this pasuk to say that the t'mura of a Bechor is not korv. El if so, haim lomali, according to rova, what do I need the word haim by a Bechor to say that Kedusha still remains, the pigeon is not chal pshita? Samara says, Limad al Bechor u Maisa. Come to teach us like this. What's going to be the Bechor and the Maisa? Shinis Aravu Domin. Let's say the blood got mixed up. You made a Zerika on a Bechor and a Zerika on a Maisa Behema. And you made a Kabbalah Sadama, both of them separately. And now the two dams get mixed up. How do I know to say Bechor Oilim? That even though it got mixed up with other Kabbalahs, Shekrezim Lagavi Mizbech, you let it bring in Lagavi Mizbech. That's this Pasuk of Haim, that means even though the dam got mixed up with other Kabbonis, still you could bring it. Rashi says, B'yechud midom ishar Kabbonis, oilu l'mazbeach, shekrevim, u'mishtar yibosa b'hizrik, it still helps. The klal is, D'yein oilu mavatam zeh zeh, u'minor from here on out, l'shar oilu. V'okimash mehaim v'yos niyu midafil nisarvu, that even though the blood got mixed up with other dam kochim, still is called dam of Bechor, and it could be make a zrika, and you matter the boss of the Bechor. That's what I do with the word Haim. For the more of Abaya, high formula, according to Abaya, you need the word Haim to say that the pigeon is not Chal. So how do I know this halacha that the domim are not mizbatol, mizbatol zeze, that oilim is kravim? So he says, he learned that out from the pasuk of Yom Kippur that it says, mivalokach midam hapar umidam asor. He's supposed to take from the dam of the par and the dam asor, and Abai learns it means he's supposed to mix them up together and then make his rika. And still the Torah calls it dam asoyer. For haloi, the Gemara says, dam hapar merubim mishal soyer. We know that there's more blood in a bull, in a par, in a cow, than there is in a sor, in a goat. If so, for sure, the dam of the par should have been mevato, the dam of the soyer, when you mix it up together. And still the Torah considers it like you make a zrika from the soyer. So from the Kana, by some here, we learn out, le'olin, shem avatam zezer, that since the domim are things that go on, olim means go up on the mizbeach, anything that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach is dam avatam zezer. The Tanya will learn like this. When the Pasuk says, v'lokach midam ha'par midam ha'soyer, it's supposed to take from the dam ha'par and the dam ha'soyer, the Pasuk says, she'yehei murovim, they should be mixed up together. These are the words of Rabbi Yashia. So, therefore, Abaye said, that's the Chiddush. Like, from this din of Rabbi Yashia's halacha, I know that oilim are not novatam zezer. Therefore, it's good I use the word heim to teach me that the pigeon is not chal by a bechor. And moreover, Hossam, what is the word heim by a bechor to teach us? Oilim is not novatam zezer. Why doesn't it out from here, from the Dama Par and Dama Sor of Yom Kippur? For Rabbi answers, you know, Hossam, mizevif neyatam, mizevif neyatamoi. V'sov lo k'Rabbi Yonasan, he learns like Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan learns over there that the mitzvah is not to mix up the dam ha'par and dam ha'sor together, but rather the mitzvah is to make us reek each one separately. So from that pasuk, I do not know the klal of oilin is amavatl and zezir. Therefore, Abaye needs the pasuk here to teach us. Rav needs the pasuk to teach us that oilin is not amavatl and zezir. Now the Gemara is, the Yom Rachmon of Torah says, lo yigoil, you're not allowed to redeem it, and you can't sell it either. Well, to now run like this, yesh lem pigeon, all other kabonis have a pigeon, you could redeem it when they come about moon, who tmurasayim, who are then the tmurasi could be poida. Chutz min abachor min amaisa, excluding abachor min amaisa. By a maisa, even though you want to redeem it, it's not chal. Alma, what do we see? Le mahanya, that your pigeon does not help. And so again, Tiyutu Dabai should be a Kashin Abaya. So we answer back, no. Or Maloch, Abaya will answer back and say, Yom Maloch, Shani Yosem, over there it's different. Over here it's different. Abaya will answer back. How do we know to say that Tumur is not, that the pigeon is not Chal? The Yalef Avor Avor Mi Bechor. It says the word Avartim by Bechor and the word Avartim by Maisa. It's learned out one from the other. And before by Bechor, we had a special post to teach us that the pigeon is not Chal. Therefore, also by Meiser, also even with the Yevid, also it's not Chal. It says Ravata Kopet Rechim of a Meiser Ksiv Chol Asher Yavor. Therefore, learn out Gzeres Shavu Avor Avorah Mibichor that the pigeon is not Chal. Now the Gemara is Varei. What's going to be the locha? Harei Gdimu Trumali Bikurim. If you're over this love that you mark, if you bring Truma first before you take off Bikurim, the Yom Rachmon the Torah says. To not like delay the bikurim, was supposed to come first, you have to bring it first. We said before it's a lav. It's not learned like this. Hamakdim, let's say somebody took off truma before it took off bikurim. Even though it's over, what he did, it's called done already. So the chura takasha on Rava. Here you see Yavid is Mahani. Omulach Rav, Rav answers back, no. Shani Yosem, there it's different. The Yom Kippur Apostle says, Mikol Maisrasechem Terimu, Truma. The Apostle is marvel to say that even though you took off one before the other, still you should go out and take off the Maisr, or take off the Truma. And let's say you took off Maisr Rishim before you took off Truma. The Apostle says extra, Mikol Maisrasechem, still there's a mitzvah to take off the Truma. So here there's a special mitzvah to say that what you did is Chal, and still you have to take off the other one. Therefore, it wouldn't be a kasha on Rava. For the Gemara Labaya, he holds anyway it's Mahani. So, what do we need a pasuk for? The Gemara says Labaya, that Abaya anyway says always it's Mahani. So, what do we need a pasuk for? Is Miboyle, he needs the pasuk, Kediyomale Rav Popo Labaya. The way Rav Popo answered back to Abaya. We have like this. They said, Elamiyat is so, Filu Higdimu Bikrin Amilifto. Even in the case, we hit the case that let's say the Levi took off Maise Rishon before it took off Truma Gedola. So the Shalu is a chal that Yepota from giving off Truma Gedola after this. So we dash one plus to say Yepota. So yes, if so, why don't you say even Big Dimu Bikri? Because let's say first you have the Tua in the pile piled up with ready chal the Chiv Truma. Maybe then also if you go down first to take off the Maise Rishon, Yepota from giving Truma. And of this, he answered back and said back, Omele no, Olech Omakru. And this, the Pasuk says, Mikol Maisra Seichem Terimu. That more, even from Maisa, still you would have to take off Truma. Meaning to say, once this, the wheat became into a cream, and you brought it home and put it into a pile, that's already Mechuyev and Truma now, even if you go and take off Maisa Rishon first, still the Pasuk says, Mikol Maisra Seichem Terimu, come teach us, you still have to take off Truma. So Mar says, Marais, how do I know to say in this case Yechayiv and Truma, and if you do this before it's Bikri, Yepota from Truma? Amar Rayas, the Rabbis says Akri Elohitzias Hashibolim. If you take off the Maase Rishon when it's still in a stalk form, before it comes into the pile, that there you'll be Potter from Truma. How do I know this? So Mora says, alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side.